Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in with your listening ears. I am once again your gracious, dedicated, humble host, Paul Anthony Walker, and this is the Paul Anthony Walker Podcast. Now, I know I've been gone for quite a bit. Just a lot of things just basically been going on. But I have been somewhat listening to what's going on in the news. And I heard the latest news about Amber Geiger. And very proud of the jurors for convicting this racist. And the only thing that I am not really pleased with was the sentence. I think she should have gotten the maximum sentence instead of just 10 years, because here in the Lone Star State, she will eventually be out within probably 5 or 4 years, and the rest of it would be probation, and that will equal as being served time. But a lot of things I didn't also like was the way that the victim's brother gave her a hug, and the same old black same slave mentality, the whole forgiveness thing, and as well as the judge coming off the bench showing her a Bible verse, and one of the female cops touching her hair. You know, all three of those things were just basically very disgusting to me. You know, we have a syndrome when it comes to black people, when it comes to other races of people, that hate our guts. And if the shoe was on the other foot, if it was a black female cop or a black male cop that went in and killed a unarmed white man in his home or apartment watching a game, they would not get no sympathy whatsoever. You wouldn't see no hugs. You wouldn't see no hair touches. You wouldn't see no victim siblings hug of compassion or forgiveness. We wouldn't see none of that. Let's just keep it real to my listeners out there. But nevertheless, you know, like I said, she did get convicted. You know, that's one thing that I am proud of the jurors for putting this racist behind bars, even though we know it's going to be for only a short time, because she's going to, like I said, she's going to get out. But kudos to the juror, and I just wish that, well, I wish and hope that we as black people would stop with this whole forgiveness thing. There's nothing wrong with it, but to publicly show it in front of the people that actually hate your guts, you know, it's a sign of weakness. You wouldn't see Mexicans, if they would have killed their family members, you wouldn't see none of them would say, oh, we forgive you. You wouldn't see no other race besides us. We always on this forgiveness thing. You know, we don't want to stand up and just admit, hey, you wrong, you did wrong. You know, we don't want to admit it. Instead, we want to sugarcoat everything and go along with the kumbaya thing. You know, yeah, you treat us wrong, and you can do this, do us, whatever, but we still forgive you. No, it doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? No other race, like I said, don't take this down. Even the Asians, they wouldn't take this lying down. You know, even white people, they wouldn't take this lying down. We the only race of people. You know, and it's a form of weakness, how the enemy sees us. You know, it's very weak. Like I said, it just really just kind of disgusts me watching, you know, those acts of kindness towards this racist woman. And this woman was actually really a racist woman. The text messages, how she disrespected Martin Luther King, how her and her Hispanic or Mexican boyfriend, which he was already married, how they was talking about the black police officers, you know. So this woman was racist all across the board, as well as a murderer. But you don't have to take my word for it. You can go back and they pulled up a lot of racist tweets. Racist text messages on this woman. But until us as a black people wake up and realize, you know, that we all we really got, you know. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some other races out there that see what's actually going on, too. But this is our thing, you know, as a black people. We had to handle our own problems, you know what I'm saying, like this. We had to be able to be on code. We had to be able to stick together. And we don't do that. And like I was saying about showing this racist compassion and forgiveness, but you know, if it was just one of our own, you know what I'm saying, that just walked in the apartment and just killed one of our own, you know, we wouldn't be showing this compassion and kindness towards each other as well. You know what I'm saying? We wouldn't. You know, it'd be just pure hatred. You know, the brother, you know, he wouldn't be hugging. You know, none of that wouldn't be going on. You know, we just got to keep it real. But anyway, thank all y'all for tuning in. Listen to the Paul Anthony Walker podcast. Look forward to talking to y'all soon. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.